I'm Judy Elm. I'm an attorney for the DNR.
From what you've heard of the news coming out of England, has it raised your concerns about homeland security here in America?
Yeah, to a certain degree, because I think it's really difficult to protect public transportation systems anywhere in any country.
The administration were very quick to identify Al-Qaeda as the culprits behind the bombing. Do you necessarily feel that this would be the work of Al-Qaeda? Could it be any other organization?
I think it's important to not jump to conclusions and wait for an investigation to be done to determine who caused the problem.
Isaac Rowlett, student at New York University. I'm just canvassing for social change on behalf of Wisperg. I listened to NPR, actually, to their coverage of the bombings, and I heard Bush's entire response for us to be more vigilant. Personally, I'm far more vigilant. If it can happen in London, I have no doubt that it can happen anywhere in the U.S., even in cities such as Milwaukee and Madison. Our family has a personal security alert level code, and we've raised ours from yellow to amber. So I'm going to be more vigilant and keep an eye out for anything suspicious. If anyone's trying to put anything in my pockets or they're looking at me shifty-eyed, any of those sort of possible interactions, I just try and be more cautious.
Do you necessarily believe that it was Al-Qaeda, or could it be another terrorist organization?
Having heard the author of the book, Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, I would agree that it is Al-Qaeda. As he said, their signature coordination in their bombings, as well as the time bomb attacks. But yes, I would tie it to Al-Qaeda immediately.
Kelly Hayek, I'm a teacher. I teach reading.
We're going on about 5 years of being on a quote-unquote ever-vigilant, ever-alert status. Do you feel like you're still able to take these cautions seriously, or do you feel like a part of you has become maybe too familiarized with this?
I think I'm definitely too familiar with it. It seems to be used more for political means, and that makes me a little bit skeptical. For a while, it sort of seemed to be very in line with pushing us towards the war in Iraq, which, you know, can be debated, but it seemed like it was being used for that purpose, and I worry about it being used in that way again.
My name is Matthew Duvall, and I'm a basin educator for natural resources with UW Extension.
So the news came out about these bombings in England, and I guess as a resident American, how would that make you feel about homeland security within the U.S.? Do you feel any more secure or less secure than you were, say, 4 years ago?
I feel just as secure as I always have. I personally refuse to give in to fear. I generally believe we overstate the threat to make people feel afraid, to justify our actions. The war on terror and increased emphasis on homeland security over civil liberties.
Mark Condon, Senior Vice President of Research and Advice, Credit Union National Association. And do I think we're on the greater opportunity of an attack here in the U.S.? Not necessarily. I think the risk here is as great as it's been for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And I think homeland security for the most part here is a joke anyway, so... No, I don't feel like any greater threat to me personally. I wouldn't hesitate to step on a plane or a train, take a car anywhere.
Where do you think the status of the war on terrorism is these days compared to 4 years ago?
Not much progress. Simple as that. I mean, the war in Iraq was a distraction. We shouldn't have been there. We had the world behind us. In 2001, we squandered that opportunity, I think, to really take the terrorists on. And I just don't think we're being very effective.